Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Peter Bergeron. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Mordecai. Batting third. The right fielder, Vladimir Guerrero. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee Stevens. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Orlando Cabrera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Schneider. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chris Trube. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Brad Wilkerson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tony Armas. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Tony Armas. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Timo Perez. Batting second. The first baseman, Mark Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mike Piazza. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jay Payton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe McEwing. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Traxel. Pitching for the New York Mets, Steve Traxel. And now, play ball. Peter Bergeron is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bergeron strikes out. 1 out. Mike Mordecai is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mordecai hits a ball on the ground towards short. McEwing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Vladimir Guerrero is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Guerrero hits a pop-up towards third. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Perez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Perez moves to second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alomar hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Piazza takes first base on ball 4. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Burnitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Armas covering. It's a double play. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Valentin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mordecai settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Lee Stevens is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cabrera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Brian Schneider is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Schneider hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson throws to second for 1, and McEwing throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Stevens scores. Schneider moves to second. That run is unearned. 1 out. It's 3-1, Mets. Chris Trube is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Trube hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. Schneider moves to third. 2 outs. Brad Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Wilkerson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Payton strikes out. 1 out. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McEwing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Truby fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Steve Traxel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Traxel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Peter Bergeron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bergeron is 0 for 1 in the game. Bergeron takes first base on ball 4. Mike Mordecai is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mordecai is 0 for 1 in the game. Mordecai bunts towards the mound. Traxel fields it and throws to first for the out. Bergeron moves to second. 1 out. Vladimir Guerrero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerrero hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Perez. Guerrero reaches second base with a double. Bergeron scores. It's 3-2, Mets. Lee Stevens is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Guerrero moves to third. 2 outs. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cabrera takes first base on ball 4. Brian Schneider is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Cabrera. The throw from Piazza and he is safe. Cabrera steals second. Brian Schneider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schneider is 0 for 1 in the game. Schneider hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burnett's. Schneider reaches second base with a double. Guerrero scores. Cabrera scores. It's 4-3, Expos. Chris Truby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Truby is 0 for 1 in the game. Truby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wilkerson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Wilkerson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alomar hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Expos. 4, Mets, 4. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Piazza is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Piazza hits a fly ball into right field. Guerrero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 4. The Expos will come to bat. Brad Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Peter Bergeron is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bergeron is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bergeron hits a ball on the ground towards short. McEwing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett strikes out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin is hit by the pitch. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Payton is 0 for 1 in the game. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mordecai fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 4. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Mordecai is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mordecai is 0 for 1 in the game. Mordecai hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vladimir Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guerrero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Traxel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Perez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McEwing is 0 for 1 in the game. McEwing strikes out. 1 out. Steve Traxel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Traxel is 0 for 1 in the game. Traxel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Perez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 4. The Expos will come to bat. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brian Schneider is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Schneider is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Schneider hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Piazza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Trubi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Trubi is 0 for 2 in the game. Trubi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Perez. Trubi reaches second base with a double. Brad Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wilkerson is walked intentionally. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guerrero throws the ball into Cabrera, who tags Alomar trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Piazza is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Piazza hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 5-4, Mets. Jeremy Burnett's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Piazza. The throw from Schneider and he is out, Cabrera applying the tag. 2 outs. Jeremy Burnett's is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett's is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett's takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Bergeron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Peter Bergeron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bergeron is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bergeron bunts towards the mound. Traxel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Mordecai is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mordecai is 0-for-2 in the game. Mordecai hits a ball on the ground towards short. McEwing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Vladimir Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Lee Stevens is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 4. The Mets will come to bat. Britt Reams now pitching. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Payton is 0-for-2 in the game. Payton hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bergeron. Payton reaches second base with a double. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McEwing is 0-for-2 in the game. McEwing bunts towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McEwing for the out. Payton moves to third. 1 out. Tony Tarasco pinch hits for Mark Guthrie. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Tarasco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mordecai misplays the ball. That's an error on Mordecai. Payton scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Mets. Scott Stewart now pitching. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a pop-up towards short. Cabrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Edgardo Alfonso pinch hits for Mark Johnson. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alfonso takes first base on ball 4. Tarasco moves to second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Ray Ordonez now playing shortstop. Edgardo Alfonso now playing third base. Joe McEwing now playing first base. Scott Strickland now pitching. Orlando Cabrera batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cabrera hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Schneider is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Schneider is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Schneider hits a ball on the ground towards first. McEwing scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schneider for the out. 2 outs. Chris Truby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Truby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Truby hits a fly ball into left field. Perez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 4. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Chen now pitching. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Piazza is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Piazza hits a pop-up towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnett's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burnett's is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burnett's hits a fly ball into right field. Guerrero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roger Cedeno pinch hits for Scott Strickland. Roger Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera misplays the ball. That's an error on Cabrera. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Payton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Payton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Armando Benitez now pitching. Brad Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wilkerson is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Wilkerson hits a fly ball into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andres Galarraga pinch hits for Bruce Chen. Andres Galarraga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Galarraga is hit by the pitch. Henry Rodriguez pinch hits for Peter Bergeron. Henry Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Galarraga. The throw from Piazza and he is safe. Galarraga steals second. Henry Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Mordecai is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mordecai is 0-for-3 in the game. Mordecai strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.